Where was Abraham Lincoln living when he won his first political office? You may have forgotten that it was this town. It appears today much as it did in the 1830s when he won that election. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by the place where history comes alive, Springfield, Illinois. Plan your adventure at visitspringfieldillinois.com.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, period musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Abraham Lincoln lived in New Salem, Illinois from 1831 to 1837. Tim Ganahan manages that town, in a sense, as director of Lincoln's New Salem.
A lot of people give tribute to New Salem is because this is what made the man to become one of our greatest presidents. He had a lot of failures here, but he had a lot of successes as well.
He failed in business here, but New Salem was also the beginning of his political career.
Lincoln's biggest success that was here was when he actually won the seat in the legislature and then also became a lawyer. And once he became a lawyer, that's when he ventured on to Springfield.
It was his first elected office. However, the village of New Salem was soon to decline.
Some people believe that New Salem came up, welcomed Lincoln, developed the man, and then once he left, it went away as well. He left in 1837. By 1840, the village was basically a ghost town.
New Salem eventually found new life, though.
After Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, a lot of people were drawn to this barren hillside. There was a Chautauqua across the river, and people would actually on Sundays go to the Chautauqua, come up the Sangamon River, and walk up the steep bluff, which was once New Salem.
William Randolph Hearst bought the property, and it was eventually given to the state of Illinois. Lincoln's New Salem was rebuilt on the old foundations by the Civilian Conservation Corps in the 1930s. It is truly a step back to the 1830s, with all of the buildings and living history programs that take you back to when Lincoln lived here. It is the town that built Lincoln. Traveling the Countryside. And this week brought to you by visitspringfieldillinois.com. In New Salem, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.